Welcome to the Positive Spiritual Living Podcast, brought to you by Unity on the Bay. This is your positive path for spiritual living.
And I don't know about you, but whether you're a woman or a man or non-binary, you got to give yourself the gift of belting that tune out once in your life at least. What a beautiful song. So I want to share a little bit more about our wonderful speaker today, who has not only been blessing us most recently as our intern, but has been really blessing us for many, many years. And it's just beautiful to see how now so many more people are connecting to the wisdom and the light and the beauty that is what we are. It's a term of endearment calling our Revlet Noelle Nielsen. And, you know, it's interesting because I know it is a term of endearment, and we do that because she is continuing through her ministerial studies and will complete them and be ordained in June. So we are very excited about that, and we're going to celebrate her tremendously at Unity Village and here in Miami. But quite honestly, after just experiencing her even this morning, she is Rev Noelle. Right? And let me tell you a little bit more about her. So she came to Miami after retiring as an OBGYN physician from a successful medical practice in upstate New York. For more than 30 years, she took care of women, delivered their babies, and listened to their stories. After moving to Miami, Noelle found Unity on the Bay in 2016, and she began to take the Absolute Abundance course, as well as some other accredited courses at Unity. And through that, she recognized that while she enjoyed spending time on the beach, and I love that she wrote this, that there was more for her to do to be of service in this lifetime. This idea inspired Noelle's call to ministry with the intent to serve as a hospital chaplain. She began interning with Jackson just a few weeks ago and is blessing Jackson and those there with her consciousness, with her energy, and with Unity presence there. She is part of our meditation facilitators on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and on Sundays she teaches classes for us. She is the chair of our prayer ministry. And again, she's serving as our ministerial intern at Unity on the Bay. Let us all give a round of applause for the inspiration that is Reverend Noelle Nielsen. Just don't tell Unity Worldwide Spiritual Institute that I just called you that. Okay. But we know it to be. Okay. So, thank you, Noelle.
I love what Eleanor Roosevelt said. Women are like tea bags. We don't know our strength until we are in hot water. We don't know our strength until we are in hot water. Well, as you've heard, this is Women's History Month, the month that we celebrate the accomplishments and the contributions of women throughout our country and the world, and recognize the trailblazing that they've done that creates an opportunity for more and more women to be successful in their lives. I was looking at the word history, and I realized it breaks down to his story. And I thought about that, and I said, well, what we're going to talk about today is her story. And there have been women throughout that have risen to the occasion. They have had struggles in their lives. They've been in hot water. And something within them caused them to pursue, persist, keep going, listen to their inner guidance, and succeed, follow their dreams. And I thought, well, their motto must have been something like, smile, show up, and do your thing. So what I'd like to do today is explain a little bit about what I mean by smile, show up, and do your thing, why it's important for us to have role models, and how can we embody that principle of smile, show up, and do your thing. Well, the first thing I'd like to clarify is that the smile that I'm talking about is not the smile that you get when you win the lottery, or when you have a new car, or when, even when you're in love. You know, the smile that I'm talking about is an inner smile. And I learned about that when I was meditating with the Buddhist monks. You know, after a period of silence and quiet, a gentle smile comes on the face of the meditator. And I believe that that smile is the connector with our divine presence, that our divine spirit that's within us. And I began practicing with that a little bit. You know, when I was stressed or driving in traffic or whatever, and I found myself, you know, unhappy, I remembered to take a breath and to smile. And I noticed that an affirmation came, I am peace, I am love. Even my physiology changed. You know, I began to relax and accept whatever was going on at the moment. So I was wondering if you would be willing. I know we had a beautiful meditation with Carmen, but if you could take a minute now and take a breath or two and allow that smile to come up on your face and see what you notice. See what you notice in your body. Maybe some beautiful thoughts or affirmations come to mind. I am love. I am peace. It's a beautiful practice, connecting us to our divine, to our divinity. And what does this have to do with Women's History Month? Well, my belief is that the women that we honor had a faith, and they connected through prayer and meditation to that inner smile. And the next piece is the guidance that they received in the silence, in that prayer and meditation. And I don't know about you, but I've received guidance, and sometimes I've listened to it and sometimes not. But these women showed up for that guidance and then went and followed that guidance. They did their thing. They smiled, showed up, and did their thing. We all have role models. And I'm just kind of curious who your role models might be. Again, Carmen invited us to think about the women or the people in our lives that have been inspirational to us. And I was wondering if maybe we could have a little bit of a shout out, if you could just tell me who's in the room. Let's see who are role models might be. Your mother, your grandma. Harriet Tubman. Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa. Maya Angelou. Serena. See, they're all around us. Carmen, yes, yes. Louise Hayes. Betty White. Okay. I'll tell you my three now. And I've heard them already, too. Oprah Winfrey, Mother Teresa, and Mother Myrtle. Myrtle Fillmore, our co-founder of Unity. Well, Oprah Winfrey is my role model for personal growth. She had a difficult early start in her lifetime, and she's pretty open about that. But through her prayer, and she was in hot water, and through her prayer and meditation practice, life experiences opened up for her, and she took one at a time and gradually built what we see today. But what I love about Oprah is that throughout her journey, she used her platform to teach us what she'd learned. So you always had something new coming from Oprah because she was really about sharing what she knew and what her growth process was. Oprah said, "You can either waltz boldly onto the stage of life and live the way you know your spirit is nudging you to, or you can sit quietly by the wall, receding into the shadows of fear and self-doubt." Oprah, for sure, smiled, showed up, and did her thing. Well, my story has some similarities in many ways to some of these women. You know, my home life wasn't so great, I thought, and I got married when I was 18, had a child when I was 20, and came to realize, I only had a high school education, came to realize my husband was an alcoholic. I was in hot water, and I went and prayed, and actually, even before, I saw a guidance counselor, and he said, "What would you like to do, or what did you want to do before this?" And I said, "Well, I want to be a doctor." And he said, "Was that a reality or a pipe dream?" I prayed, and because women were not accepted into medical school back then. Very few. They were just starting. And so I prayed, and I got the guidance that take one semester at a time, and if you do well, you keep going, and you know, if it's meant to be, you'll get into medical school. Well, I didn't want to tell anybody because I didn't want to hear what that guy said before, but I was bursting inside to share it with somebody. Well, I was in the deli. My son was in the grocery cart, and I was wheeling him around, and the guy at the deli said, I don't know, he had a conversation with me, and I said, "Well, I'm taking pre-med classes. I want to be a doctor." And he said, "You can do it. I have faith in you." I went back every week for cold cuts. So why is it important for each one of us to smile, show up, and do our thing? And the truth is, we really all need role models, especially our young people, our young women, and our young men. Because when there's a role model, a person begins to see what's possible. You can't be what you can't see. I came across an article online by Margie Worrell, and she said that role models, they represent and expand what's possible. They inspire women, and I'll say men here, to be more ambitious and to aim higher. And role models demonstrate mindsets and behaviors of how to rise. Well, that's wonderful, and knowing the stories, you know, because we see the end product, we see the success, we see the, you know, but unless we really know the story, we're not informed as to what the path was, what the struggles were along the way, where our role models were actually in hot water. And if we know that, we can be more encouraging to those people that we are mentoring or are supporting, you know? I didn't have any real role models when I was embarking on medical school, you know? But the role model that I picked, women physicians, but the role model that I picked was Mother Teresa. And I picked her because here was a woman who dedicated her life to the poorest of the poor. She went out in the streets of Calcutta and ministered to them. She put herself in hot water to answer the calling that she had. What Mother Teresa said was, give yourself fully to God. He will use you to accomplish great things on the condition that you believe much more in his love than in your own weakness. So for sure, Mother Teresa showed up and did her thing. Well, I had completed my residency and went to work in a community health plan. And the nurse practitioner that was there, Dolores, she encouraged me to go up to Saratoga. They needed women. There was, you know, they, you know, could really use a woman OBGYN up there. There weren't any. And I took a leap of faith, went up there and got into the hospital. And I found myself in hot water. They didn't know what to do with me. Oh, she's a woman, but she's a doctor. Should she be in the male's locker room? Oh, she's a doctor, the doctor's lounge. Or should she be in the female one? Well, she's a woman. They ended up putting me with the nurses. But but over time, I smiled, because I decided they weren't really welcoming the men physicians there. So I said, well, what can you do? So I smiled, and I did my job. I showed up, I smiled, showed up, did my thing. In the end, I blessed them. So in what way are we called to smile, show up, and do our thing? And I think the first place is to practice smiling. That inner joy that lights up the room, that I would say that Christ light that's within us, that light, practice staying in touch with that as much as you can. Listen to the guidance, and then show up and give your wisdom, give your guidance, give your love and appreciation to those around you. This also works in reverse. You know, you can have an idea or an image of where you would like to be in your life, and you can double back and pray and get the guidance of how to get there. And that's the other thing I think these women did too. They kept circling back to that. It's not a one and done thing. It is a real daily practice. And I remember Martha Creek, I have this little card that she puts out, you know, and it says, we have unlimited opportunities to begin again. And I believe that's true. So Myrtle Fillmore is my model for my growth in unity. Many of you know her story. And the other thing about Myrtle is, as the co-founder of Unity, she got into the women weren't ministers, you know. They weren't allowed to be up on the platform. And Unity, Reverend Juan, not at the last service, I guess I don't know the dates, but Unity ordained women ministers long before any of the other denominations did. So I owe a lot of gratitude to Myrtle. And you know, we know that she wasn't well physically, and that she had many ailments, and she was in hot water because of it. She heard a lecture, got the inspiration that I didn't inherit disease. And so she practiced a healing meditation and began to improve her physical symptomatology and then taught it to others. She taught others that prayer and meditation practice, and from that, Silent Unity developed, and the Daily Word, and the other Unity publications. So not only did she practice it, she taught it and spread it out to others. Myrtle said, every day during your periods of communion with the Father in the silence, pray for wisdom and guidance. Make yourself open and receptive to the leading of Spirit. It will be revealed to you just what steps to take in doing your part to establish divine order. Myrtle smiled, showed up, and did her thing. Well, Reverend Juan told a little bit about my story coming to Unity and what I did in my retirement. You know, I retired, and what's next? You know, my dad, bless his heart, lived to be 98 and retired at the normal age of 65 and had many wonderful retirement years traveling around and all. But I thought there must be something more for me to do. And through Unity and through studies, I was called to take up ministerial studies so that I could use my skill as a physician. And no, I'm good. And then work as a hospital chaplain. No, maybe I'm not so good. Thank you. That's better. Thank you. And that's what I'm doing now. I'm finishing up my ministerial studies, and in Jackson Hospital, I'm taking a chaplaincy unit, and I am blessed by the experience of being spiritual support to women and men in the most challenging of circumstances. So in conclusion, what can we do? We can smile, show up, and do our thing. It's a great way to remember when you're in hot water. Taking the time to pray and getting in touch with our spirit, we're able to quiet those external voices and get that guidance from within. We can then listen to that guidance and do our thing. The stories of the women role models and men as well can serve as a beacon for us. They can light the way. There may be challenges along the way, but we do have resources. We have resources here in our community and all around us that we can call on when we need guidance and strength. And as we honor the women as part of Women's History Month, remember, each one has a story, her story. I'm filled with gratitude and appreciation for all the women and all the people that have gone before and paved the way for all of us moving forward. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. I see you smiling, showing up, and doing your thing.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Positive Spiritual Living Podcast, brought to you by Unity on the Bay, a spiritual community located in Miami, Florida. Unity on the Bay is supported by the generosity of its community. If you'd like to make a donation or learn more about Unity on the Bay, please visit unityonthebay.org. You can also follow Unity on the Bay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. For even more positive spiritual inspiration. Until next time, thanks for listening and many blessings. Namaste.